You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
The end times. Nung, I think a few days ago, Pastor Winston and Pastor Manny, si Bishop Manny po, yung bagong boss ko. Sa may mga iba kami mga department, mga office. Okay, si Bishop Manny, nag-usap sila that he was just a few weeks back, he was just at our Victory Tacloban Center. Ganito din, katulad nito, sumasamba sa Panginoon with a lot of people. And he realized the Victory Center in Tacloban, kung saan sila nag-worship, is the very building where 68 years ago, General MacArthur, you remember him? General MacArthur, okay, fulfilled, made his promise, made his appearance where he said, I shall return. Okay, 68 years ago. Yung promise niya na yun na I shall return, napaka-importante po yun sa mga sundalong Pilipino noong panahong yun. Dahil kung maalala nyo po, natalo tayo, nasa corridor sila, tapos sabi ni President Roosevelt, okay, you have to withdraw from corridor. You have to withdraw from Manila. Okay, alis kayo dyan, punta kayo sa Australia. Okay, so, lumabas lahat ng US forces, so naiwan nakipaglaban yung mga Pilipino, but he promised that he will return. When he returned, yung landing sa Leyte, when he returned, that gave a sense of hope to the soldiers. Pero kung hapon ka, ano kaya yung mararamdaman mo kung hapon ka nung panahon na yun? Magkaiba sila ng feelings, hindi po ba? Yung mga Pilipino, ayos! Tara, tapusin na natin to. Kasi matagal-tagal din yung hintay nila. Pero kung hapon ka nun, yari, di ba? May reinforcement. Alam nyo, ganun din yung pag napabalita sa atin. When we think about the return of the King of Kings, when Jesus Christ is coming back, we all have mixed emotions. How we wish that we had only one response, but the truth is, we have mixed emotions. Why is it? Why is it that we talk about the end times and talk about Jesus Christ coming back? We have different thoughts. Some of us are afraid. Some of us are excited. Some of us might be, you know, be in tears. Siguro yung iba, mag-tweet sila, mag-Facebook, I don't know. Parating na si Lord. Ready ka na ba? Okay, so, iba-iba. Bakit kaya? You know, when we are expecting a person, the kind of response that we have will depend on our relationship with the person. Diba? Simple lang. Lahat na tayo nasa isang tahanan. Nung maliliit po tayo, yung tatay natin, magulo natin, magtatrabaho, tapos babalik yan. Kung tayo yung maaga tayo sa bahay, kasi gagaling sa school, nasa school na tayo, tapos babalik tayo sa bahay, mauuna tayo. So, kung okay yung relationship nyo ng daddy mo, di ba? Ine-expect mo, may pasalubong ka, naku, excited na ako pag narinig mo, sipol pa lang, amoy pa lang nung tatay ko. Okay, amoy yan eh, sigarilyo yung tatay ko. Amoy pa lang ng tatay ko. Gagayan, baka ganun yan. Pag narinig ko yung singa, Papa! Ayun na, daladala ko na yung chinelas niya. Tapos, bibigay ko na yung chinelas, halik na ako sa tatay ko, yayakap ako. Pero, pag may nagawa akong kasalanan, Papa? Iba eh, di ba? Parang tatago ka, naghahanap ka, tutulog ka. Kasi minsan, okay, yung daddy ko umuwi gabing-gabi, may amats eh. So, medyo iba yung dating. Buti na lang si Lord, di nagbabago. Consistent si Lord. Kung ano yung si Lord sa Bible na nakita natin si Jesus, matulungin, mapagmahal, syempre may hustisya, makapangyarihan, okay, mapagkalinga, mahabag na Diyos, bibigay ng pag-asa. Kung ano yung Jesus na nasa Bible, yun din yung babalik sa atin. Hindi siya nagbabago. At yun po ang highlight ng end times. Alam niyo po, we need to, you know, I want to highlight this phrase in the scripture that we just read. It says in verse 12, look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. It says, look forward. Sabihin mo ka sa tabi mo, look forward. Eh, bakit ka nakatingin sa side? No, forward. Look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. Okay? Kailangan, okay, to look forward means to really anticipate, to eagerly expect somebody coming. Look forward to that day. But some of us aren't really looking forward. How should we respond to the truths of the end times? How do we prepare? Can we really be ready for these end times? Okay, I'm going to show you a video. Pero just in case, meron po ba dito medyo may ano problema sa puso? You don't need to raise your hand. Pero kung katabi mo may problema sa puso o kung kayo mismo, can you please just put your hands on your ears as we watch this video? Kasi medyo metal eh. So, yun naman, mga generation ko, na-hacks na, joke lang. Okay, so, okay lang ba? Video lang, konting video lang. Okay, just a glimpse of the end times. Yo. Ganda na lang tayo. Ano ganda mo? What will my heart feel? Di ko kaya. Okay naman, wala. Buhay pa ba yung katabi nyo? Kapain nyo, okay? Nandito pa po tayo sa kasalukuyan. Hindi pa po dumarating. Pero marami pong mga haka-haka. Di ba? Yan yung tinatawag nating rapture. Alam mo yun, yung bigla ka na mawawala. So, may mga naniniwala na mangyayari muna yung rapture bago pagbabalik ni Lord, or mangyayari muna yung pagbabalik ni Lord bago yung rapture. Okay? Hindi po yun yung sasagutin ko ngayon kasi ibang lesson po yun. Sana naka-attend ko yun ng end time seminar natin with Pastor Winston. Baka sa uulitin. Okay, so, sino naka-attend ng end time seminar ni Pastor Winston? Okay, good. Okay, so, but the truth that I want us to understand is there is a response to the message of the end times. It calls for a response. How do we look forward to the end times? May dalawang extreme. Okay? May mga, yung isang extreme ng mga tao naghihintay sa pagbabalik ni Lord, sila yung talagang excited na excited. Oh, come on, Lord, balik na tayo. Tapos magsusot sila mga puti, ganyan. Tapos kasi yun yung in sa heaven, di ba? Nakaputi, tapos, okay, long hair, nene, joke lang. Okay, yung pupunta sila sa mga buntok, sa mga kuweba, kasi sabi doon, Jesus will appear from the mountains, ganyan. Yung iba, they would sell everything they have. In fact, merong isang church sa America a few decades ago, I think there was this church, they said, Jesus coming back! Jesus coming back! Talagang excited sila. Minax out nila yung credit cards nila. Oh, you really believe Jesus coming back? Eh, loko-loko yung ibang mga Christian. You really believe Jesus coming back? Yes, Jesus coming back. You better believe it. Sabi na, yeah, can I have your car? Can I have your house too? You won't need that when Jesus comes back. Some of them actually sold everything, maxed out their cars. But you know what happened? Jesus didn't come back. Because, like we established last week, no one knows when Jesus is coming back. That's the truth. Let's stop, you know, guessing when Jesus will come back. That's not the point. There's things that God wants us to understand about the end times. It's not when, but what should we do today in light of that message? And the other extreme is this. Okay? Some people are very excited. Some on the other extreme is that some people ignore the end times message. Well, maybe Jesus coming back. And since he's not really coming back, maybe, are you sure he's not? I don't think he's going to come back tomorrow because the Bible says the gospel will still have to be preached to the ends of the earth. But there's so many babies being born every day. So I guess the work of mission still has to progress. By the way, I just want to acknowledge, two of our greatest heroes, in the faith, okay, here in this movement. I want to acknowledge my friends, cross-cultural missionary. Nakita niyo sa video si Mr. Armand Mulimbayan. Please stand up. Okay, and Miss Juliet Berry over there. Where'd she go? Ayan, over there. Okay, so she doesn't want to stand. Okay, sometimes she goes to restricted nations. Okay, kayo magpa-picture with her, but if you do see them, treat them. You know, they've been laboring, preaching the gospel. That's why we do making disciples here. We believe that, you know, the Bible says, and the gospel will be preached to the ends of the earth, and then the end will come. Okay, but that's not the whole point why we're preaching. We're preaching because God wants us to do that today and now. So there's those that are excited. There's those that are apathetic to the coming of Christ. Not important. Nasaan tayo dun sa extreme na yun? Mula dun sa left, sa right. Nasaan ba tayo? Nasa gitna ba tayo? Balance ba yung pagkakaintindi natin? Jesus said in Matthew 22:24-42 says, Jesus said, keep watch. Okay? Because you do not know the hour or the day of Jesus Christ. Alam mo sino faithful dito sa command na to nung sinabi ni Jesus, keep watch? Yung mga snatcher ng reload. Keep the watch, okay? Talagang kinukip nila. But they're very watchful, okay? But we need to look forward. It means to eagerly expect the promises being fulfilled by God. We need to persevere today through tests and trials. Again, let me ask you, how do you prepare? How can we be ready? Going back to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, it says, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The day of the Lord will come. Hindi po yan if, hindi po yan conditional, mangyayari po yan. It is going to come. It is imminent. We do not know when. We do know how it will come in some ways, but we don't know when. And when Jesus comes back, just in case you weren't here last week, Jesus will come back. It will be very, very visible. It's not going to be a spiritual coming back. You know, Jesus is the only person of the Godhead. We believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In the Trinity, there is only one person of the Godhead who is visible and tangible. He is Jesus Christ, the God who was made man. When Jesus Christ comes back, it will be visible. It will be a physical appearance. And it will also be public. All the world, the Bible says, every eye will see Him. Lahat tayo. Paano mangyayari yun? Hindi ko alam. I don't know. If salted light and hologram images can be projected all over the world, the whole world will see it. But God can do it. And it will also not be public, but it also be personal. Say personal. Bawat isa sa atin, makikita natin ang pagbabalik ni Lord. Paano niya gagawin yun? Hindi ko alam. Maybe He'll just roll up the sky like a piece of paper and just captivate every heart and eye so that we can behold Him when He comes back. You see, the day of the Lord coming, the highlight is not the earthquake or the wars. The highlight is not, you know, what's happening in Israel. The highlight is not, oh no, the economy. Oh no, global warming. Oh no, the ice age. Oh no, you know, evolution and mutant, you know, revival. I don't know what's happening. It's a crazy world. The highlight of the end times is the person who is going to come back. It's about Jesus Christ. So don't be misled by news and articles and internet, you know. Don't be misled even by false teachers and false preachers. The highlight of the end times is that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords will come back. You see, when God wrote the Bible, He started off by saying, in the beginning. And then He ended up by saying, what's the last word? Amen. Okay, that's the last word. Yun na kayo lumalimutan yun na, no? You know, God is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He doesn't have any beginning. He has no end. He is beyond time. He is beyond creation. And if you're in Hinduism or Buddhism, you probably have this mentality of time that is cyclic. You know, history will repeat itself. No. Hindi tayo mamamatay dito sa buhay nito, tapos marireincarnate tayo na daga kung masama tayo ngayon, di ba? Wow, daga. Pastor naman, mas social naman ako doon. Ah, sige, pusa. Diba? Hindi po tayo reincarnation. There is a start, there is an ending. That's how God revealed Himself to us in His Word. And He, at the end of time, will come back. And the question we need to answer is this. Verse 11, what kind of people ought we to be? Since everything will be destroyed in this way, the question the Scripture says, what kind of people ought you to be? What kind of people ought we to be? Because the focus of people when it comes to the end times, what should we do? How should we prepare? What should I be consumed with? You know, That's good. That's important. What should we do? That's very important. But before I get to what should we do, we need to answer the question, because that's what it's being asked right here. What kind of people ought we to be? Because who we are determines what we do. Some people define their identity by what they do. No. Who are you? That's who you are will determine what you will do. Are you a child of God? Are you a sinner? Are you a rebel against God? Are you one who mocks the truth? Are you a one who hurts other people? Are you a one who shares what you have with others who are in need? What kind of people ought we to be? Our actions are determined by the kind of heart and nature that we have. So we need to ask ourselves, what is our identity in relation to God? Because if we figure that out, then we will figure out how we will respond to Jesus Christ coming back. To a child of God who's been laboring, standing as a Christian under severe persecution, even from the most, from the people that he loves most. Have you ever been persecuted by your own family? The very people whom you live with, grew up with? It's a pain to wake up in the same house, always being back. Ay, hindi naman si Hallelujah, praise the Lord. It's a pain. How about if your buddies, your very friends whom you trusted with your life, they know you through and through, your ups and downs, your girlfriends, your boyfriends, okay, just one side, okay? If they know you through and through, and then suddenly you became a Christ follower, and they persecute you, will you still stand for Christ and wait for His coming? Will you stand your ground and say, I am a child of God? To a person like that, when Jesus comes back, it brings comfort and hope. To a person like that who always deals with righteousness and honesty and integrity in his workplace, hindi siya nag-under the table. To a person like that's waiting for Jesus Christ coming back, you know what? There's a reward. And that person is relieved. I know my God will come through. But the sad news is, a lot of people in the Bible, even today, they've been waiting for Christ. In fact, sabi sa Bible, they died without the coming of Christ. Marami na pong namatay waiting on God. Paano sila? Is their hope false? Yung Diyos ba ng mga taong namatay na hindi pa bumabalik si Lord? They are being mocked even to their very graves. Tignan mo sila. Patay na sila. Wala naman yung Diyos nila. Hindi naman sila nagbago yung sitwasyon nila. Some of them, they died at gunpoint. We still have that today where Christians are being, beheaded in certain nations. Sarap sa Pilipinas maging Kristiyano. Sarap. Kasi dito, okay lang, mag-worship tayo. Wala namang mag... Pero pumunta ka sa ibang bansa where the government is going to search you and systematically execute you if you are a believer. Dala ka lang ng Bible. They wouldn't give you access to their country. Let me tell you, there's things that the Bible wants to remind us of where we are today. What kind of people ought we to be? In verse 11, it says, live holy and godly lives. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, you ought to live holy and godly lives. It's easy to picture. What does it mean to live holy and godly lives? Magpapaka-holy yung itsura ko? Okay? Magsusuot ba ako? No, it's not about that. Living holy means to live set apart. Godly life means to live a life that reflects the fruit of the Spirit, the character of Christ. Love, joy, peace, patience. It's easy to be patient with God. It's easy to be, kind to God and to worship God because God is perfect. But when it comes to our relationship with other people, God said, love the Lord your God with all your heart. Great. When God said, love one another, yun, mahirap yun. Kasi yung kasambahay mo, di ba? Nung pinakasalan mo, gentle. Do you take this man? Next. I do. After several years, pag tinanong ka ni Lord, do you still take this woman? Yes, Lord. Kahit sisigawan ako. Kahit minsan, walang highlight na lang palagi yung pagkakamali ko. Will you still serve that person? How about in church? Yung mga kapwa mo, Kristiyano, sila pa yung kukondem sa'yo. Hindi ka na nga kinukondem ni God, kinukondem ka nung kapwa mo, Kristiyano. I mean, talk about backdoor persecution. I mean, let me tell you, the challenge of loving and of loving other people will be a test of this holy and godly lives. Forgiving people that offend you. You know, it's hard to live holy and godly lives. So before it's not just, you know, reading the Bible, worshiping. We need to ask, why do we live holy and godly lives? Is it because we're afraid? You know, a lot of people are living holy and godly lives because their parents said so. And for a certain age, that's good. But if you're already of age, you can make choices for yourself. You need to ask yourself, why do I live a holy and godly life? Because if all the reason that you have is because my parents live like this, I'm going to live like this. My tradition, my religion says it's like this, I'm going to live like this. No, that's not going to get you anywhere. Because at some point, it's going to run out. It's going to burn you up. To live holy and godly life, you need to ask yourself why. You want to know why I live a holy and godly life? Because this God, this Jesus Christ came into my life at one point. He loved me at my worst. I know my pride. I know my arrogance. And, you know, for those of you who just came in the past few weeks, you probably don't know. When I was in UP, when the first time I gave my life to Jesus Christ, I was so proud. I was geared up for a science career in NASA. I'm a molecular biologist, but when I found God, when God found me, I was confessing the same sins over and over to my priest. Prayers didn't change my life. Religion didn't change my life. I had no assurance of forgiveness. But when Jesus came into my life, somebody preached the gospel to me and said, you don't need to do those things to earn forgiveness from God. You need to know that Jesus Christ paid it all with his blood, rose from the dead to tell you that you need to die to your sin and live a new life today, not when Jesus comes back, today. That's where we start. I live a holy and godly life because every day that I sin, even though I'm a Christian, I still tempted, I'm prone to sin. And when I hurt my wife or hurt my son, don't discipline him in a godly way, my heart breaks because I see God still loving me. You know how patient God is with us? Oh, you know, the book of Romans says, the patience of the Lord draws us to repentance. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, his loving kindness is what draws us to him. You have drawn me by your loving kindness with your everlasting love. Yung magmahal ng taong mabait, madali yun. Pero yung magmahal ng taong makasalanan, mahirap yun. And that's what breaks my heart. I live a holy and godly life because every day I see sin in my life, God still loves me just the same as if I just got saved yesterday. Do you know how much God loves us? Come on, give praise to God. That's how God conquered my sin. He conquered it by accepting me and loving me and being patient. If you're here today, you haven't felt that, I'm here to tell you, it's by the grace of God that you are listening to these words of life. And remember that we live holy and godly lives because he loved us as his own, even if we did not deserve it. That is the grace of God. How do we live holy and godly lives? Some people fall at this. They know why they live holy and godly lives, but they fail at this. They still live holy and godly lives by their own strength. Kaya ko to, Lord. Hindi ako magsisin. Hindi ako titingin ng porn. Kaya ko to, Lord. Di ako magsisinungaling ngayon. Kaya ko to, Lord. Di ako magmumura ngayon. Sinasarili mo eh. Niligtas ka na nga ng Panginoon sa kasalanan mo. Gagawin mo pa rin yung mga kasunod sa sarili mong lakas. Hindi nga sapat eh. God only doesn't save us from our sins. He also gives us the ability to live holy and righteous lives. You know, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, it says, for, you know, his divine power has given us everything that we need for life and godliness, or for a godly life, through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Siya na nga yung nagligtas sa'yo sa kasalanan mo, siya pa yung magbibigay sa'yo ng abilidad para mabuhay ng matuwid. Come on, palakpakan natin si Lord. Hindi natin pwedeng ihiwalay ito. So brothers and sisters, you know, beloved, living for God is a win-win situation. Many people focus on the loss. Lord, No, maybe if I take God seriously, I'm going to lose this, I'm going to lose. Don't focus on the loss. Focus on what you will gain. Because He is giving you the ability to live a holy and godly life. In fact, if you move on after this verse, it says He gives you the ability to escape the corruption of the world. Posible ba? Posible ba mabuhay tayo ng malinis dito sa buhay na to? Posible ba? Yes. Kailan? Pag matanda na tayo? Hindi. Ngayon. Ganito. Posible po. We live according to His Word. Are you baptized in the Holy Spirit? Do you even know there is a Holy Spirit? You know, the Spirit of God will change your heart. He will renew your mind. The Word of God is Spirit in life. That is His promise to us. It is by the grace and power of God that we live holy and godly lives. Let me move on. It says in verse 12, as you look forward to the day of God and Spirit's coming, that day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire and the elements will melt in the heat. Nakakatakot, hindi po ba? But in keeping with His promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. Bakit new heaven and a new earth? Ma, tanong nila. Di ba pag namatay tayo, punta tayo sa heaven or sa hell? E saan yung earth? Nandun lang. O bakit may new heaven and a new earth? You know, next week we'll talk about hell. Okay? We're gonna have a hell of a time next week. But week after that, after ng araw ng mga patay or buhay, kasi mag-celebrate din natin yung araw ng pag, ano na. Okay, meron, pag-uusapan naman natin yung heaven. We need to understand that heaven and earth, as we know it, will be changed in the second coming. There is a new heaven and a new earth. Talaga, Pastor? Yes. The heaven that we go to, if we die today, is temporal. But the heaven that God will bring about is the eternal heaven. Sabi po nga nung isang simbahan, di ba, naniniwala sila sa hell, sa limbo, sa purgatorio. And in 2007, one of the popes, you know, decided, okay, tanggalin natin yung limbo. Lagot, paano yung mga pinagpiprayan sa limbo? Naiwan. Yari. Wala po tayong purgatorio sa Bible natin. And these things that we teach you come from the Word of God. Jesus Himself said, heaven and earth will pass away, but My words will never pass away. That's why it says there will be a new heaven and a new earth in the end. Read the book of Revelations. It says, be found spotless. Well, let me go there. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, since you're waiting for this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with Him. Again, we need to ask, why should we be found blameless or spotless? Why should we be holy in the presence of Jesus Christ coming back? You know what? Because we understand that God's presence will not tolerate sin and imperfection. We cannot fellowship with a holy God. Diba? Kung kayo nga ayaw niyong kasama sa gimmick ninyo, yung mga hindi kayo okay, diba? Kunwari, oh, dinner tayo. Okay, sige, dinner tayo. Tapos mamaya, sino kasama? Ah, kasama siya, ayoko na. Diba? Bakit ganon? Kasi hindi kayo okay eh. Ganun lang, kasimple. It's the same way with God. You expect God to fellowship with you if there's something wrong in your heart? If you do not acknowledge Him Lord and Savior, what is there to fellowship about? That is why it says, be found spotless, blameless, and even that is by the grace and the Spirit of God. I want to fellowship with Him. I want to be found spotless and blameless because I want to spend time with Him. I go back to that song. You know, I am trying to imagine, Lord, pag nandito ka, ano gagawin ko? Pag nandiyan ka na, paano kung pagising ko mamaya, nandiyan ka na? Ano gagawin ko? Pwedeng hindi lang muna ako umimik? Pwedeng tumabi lang ako sa'yo? Pwedeng hawakan mo lang ako sa noo? Malaki naman yung kamay mo eh. Sasabihin ko, Lord, pwedeng tumabi lang ako sa'yo. Gusto ko lang paramdam mo sa akin, ikaw. Pwedeng punuin ko lang yung paningin ko. I just want to behold you, Lord, and not say anything. Maybe I'll bow down. Maybe I'll sing Him the songs that I never sang ever. Because I want to worship you, God. One day, all this preaching, all this making disciples is going to end. Pagbalik ni Lord, tapos na to. But the ministry of worship will remain. In heaven, we will worship God forever. It's not just about the singing. It's not just about the instrument playing. It's about the beholding of the very presence of God, our Creator, our Maker. I want to worship Him because He is holy. He is not like anyone else. I want to worship Him because He is worthy. Because every day I see myself, He still loves me. And every day I look at the people that in my... Alam mo, pag ako... Pag, alam niyo ng asawa ko to, I don't really have as much compassion as expected. Unlike my friend here, but pag minsan naglalakad lang kami sa kanto, makikita yan si Armand ng ano, ng mga bata na ko, makikita sila ng mga bata na nag-aalungkat ng basura na may na, ano, naghahanap ng pagkain. Kahit wala na yung pera, magbibigay pa yan. Ako, talagang effort sa akin yung tignan. Pero kung ako may kabulukan ganun, pero minamahal pa rin ako ni God, grabe. Yun yung sasambahin kong Diyos. He is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our life. Come on, give Him praise. Hallelujah. We live holy and godly lives. We allow ourselves, we ought to be a people who are found spotless and blameless. Why? Because He deserves that. He deserves our strength. He deserves our praises. We owe Him our life. We owe Him a debt. And maybe you know it, maybe you don't, but if you don't know it, let me tell you this, that every sin that you commit has been paid by the blood of Christ. Every ounce of pain, hindi tinanggal ng Panginoon yung apoy ng kanyang hustisya. Nung nandun si Jesus sa lupa, tinanggap ng Panginoong Jesus lahat yung galit ng Ama. Tinanggap niya lahat yon para sa bawat isa sa atin. Ang isang anak na walang kasalanan, one child, never sinned, took it all upon Himself so that you and I can have a better life than what we have now. And He rose again to tell you that there is a life greater than this. Would you worship God? Minsan, di ba, mga DepEd, pag may inspection, yung mga teachers, they would prepare, di ba? Yung mga estudyante, when there's an exam, they would study, syempre, kasi may exam na bukas, o kaya mamaya. Sabi nga nung, ano, sabi ni isang bata, Dad, nag-exam kami sa biology. O sabi ng daddy, kumusta? Chicken, sabi nung anak. So, sabi nung daddy, ano grade mo? Itlog, okay. Chicken and eggs, okay. Si Junjun naman, kilala niyo si Junjun? Alala niyo pa ba si Junjun? Hindi niyo na maalala si Junjun, no? Sabi niya, Tay, may good news ako. Sabi nung Tay, ano, anong good news mo? Tay, di ba sabi mo, pag pumasa ako, okay, bibigyan mo ako 100. Pumasa ka? Sabi nung tatay, sabi ni Junjun. Tay, good news ako. Makakatipid ka 100 ngayon. The point is, pag may exam, nagpe-prepare, di ba? Alam nyo, si Jesus babalik. Maraming pagsubok sa buhay. Okay? And these are like the tests of our faith. Will we stand faithful and loyal to God until He comes back? Will you look forward to that? 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17 to 18. Please put it up. We're going to land with the next few minutes. It says, therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, alam nyo na to, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men and fall from your secure position. Sabi niya, be on your guard from error. Kaya tayo pinabasa natin itong Bible na to para hindi tayo naluloko kung kailan babalik si Kristo. Okay? Yung mga error, ayaw natin yon. Sabi niya, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paano pa natin gagawin yon? You know, I want to invite you, if you haven't been part of a victory group, kanina na nag-victory group kami, talagang na-enjoy namin yung pag-uusap tungkol sa Word of God. And it's not a Bible study. We just talk about each other's lives, kumustahan, ano ba pwede ko pag-pray sa'yo. We talk about how to apply the Word of God. If you're not in discipleship, I want to encourage you. We want to help you grow in your walk with God. Meron tayong booth dyan about victory group. O kaya yung nag-aya sa'yo. Be part of the life of God here in this church. Huwag lang tayo attend ng service. We want for you to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, may mga maraming mga lalabas na balita kung kailan babalik si Lord. Sabi nga nung sa article galing sa National Aeronautics, Space, and etc. Okay. NASA sa NASA, sabi nila December 21, 2012 babalik si Lord. Okay, based on the Mayan calendar. Okay, so maniniwala ba tayo doon? Kung bumalik siya, di great. Kung hindi, di, you know, ewan na. That's not the point. The point is, let's go and make disciples. Let's honor our God and worship Him, making disciples. One last scripture. 2 Peter chapter 3, chapter 3, verse 8 to 9. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. Next verse. It says, the Lord is not slow in keeping His promise. Kung hinihintay niyo pagbabalik ng Panginoon, huwag po kayo ma-impatient. Okay? He is patient with us. Not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Ibig sabihin, hinihintay niya pa tayo magbagong isip about Himself, about who Jesus is, about what He's done for us. Will you accept His gift? Will you change your mind and follow Him? Will you accept His forgiveness? Will you accept the life that He is offering you? Mahal na Panginoon, tulungan niyo kami sa buhay yung mga salitang ito. At salamat, Panginoon, dahil pinagpapasensya niyo kami, inuunawan niyo kami, Panginoon,